Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. Maxbond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
Jen, explain how The Burt Show is the one that got away.
Well, basically, the way this works is we have just answered a couple of emails from our listeners who wanted to find the one that got away. And you know who that is. That's the person in your past you look back on as maybe the person you should have stayed with or worked it out with. Or maybe that was the right one, but now things have changed and your life has moved on and so has theirs. But you're kind of looking back on it with rose-colored glasses and you're like, maybe that is the one I was supposed to be with. So the first time that happened didn't really work out so well for the first listener. He had gotten away very happily.
Yeah. He moved on. His life was great.
He was doing just fine without her. And so we're going to try it again. This time, you said it's with this woman's ex-husband.
Yeah. Now, normally, we put the offer out there with the thought that you couldn't find this person yourself. So we would go ahead and we would try to find them for you. So I'm not sure if this is the case with the ex-husband or not. But here's Devin, and she's on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. All right. This is interesting.
Are you sure she's on The Voice Disguiser?
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
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 It doesn't sound all funky.
She is?
That's good, though.
So we're talking about an ex-husband here?
Yes.
Okay.
My ex-husband. And we've known each other all our lives. I met him in elementary school, and we both grew up together in a small town. It was a very small town. And we were just best friends our whole life, and, you know, we dated in elementary school, stuff like that, just like kid stuff. Then in high school, we started dating again and got really serious. And, you know, my mom got married when she was 18, and his parents got married when they were young, and everybody was just kind of like, you know, when are you guys going to get married? It was just a lot of pressure being, you know, from a small town to get married at a young age. And we did. We got married, and it just, I felt a lot of pressure to get married, but I wanted to sort of, you know, please everybody, and, you know, I really didn't want to lose him. And so we ended up leaving our small town. We moved to Atlanta, and when we got to Atlanta, everything just kind of fell apart once we got away from, you know, our small town and stuff. And I really wanted to focus on a career, and my career, you know, takes me traveling around and stuff like that. And he just, he wanted to focus on his career, and it just sort of fell apart. And the thing is that it kind of got nasty. Our divorce was not pretty at all. And my mom's like real embarrassed that we got divorced in the first place. Cause again, you know, small town, like people talk and, you know, everybody was like talking about us getting divorced, and it's just, his family was embarrassed. And so, the thing is, I could actually track him down. I could find him, and he ended up moving away from Atlanta, and I'm the one that stayed. But I just, you know, I didn't want to call his family because it was just such a nasty divorce. I didn't want to, I just didn't want to involve them in trying to find him again, because I'm afraid actually to call his parents, because they, you know, the whole thing was just messy. So it's just been on my mind because, you know, we did grow up together, and the truth is that I miss him. He was my best friend. And I feel like now that I'm older, because we got married when we were 21, and it's been a few years, and now that I'm older, I feel like that he really might have been the one, and I really wish there wouldn't have been so much pressure on us to get married at a young age. And I feel like if we had kind of held off and maybe dated other people first and stuff like that, I don't know, I feel like that it was a mistake, and I would love to find him again.
So if you think that if you met him at your current age,
yeah,
then things would be totally different.
I do.
Or if you reconnected because you guys have both grown up so much.
Well, you've grown up.
I mean, I'm a totally different person than I was, you know, when I was 21, and I'm assuming he is too, and it just, it's just a shame because we were just very immature in the way that we handled the divorce and just said a lot of stupid things and things that weren't true, I know from my end, and I wish I could take it back, you know?
I mean, I know that we don't know how much time has passed. What is your relationship status or, you know, experience been since the divorce?
Everybody that I've dated, it's just nobody is the same. Nobody's like him, you know? And the thing is with him is that, you know, we grew up together, so we were really, really best friends. And a lot of the guys I've dated, there's not that friendship there. It's not as deep, mm-hmm. you know? And they just want to date you for one thing, and then that's it. And, you know, things with him were different. I knew him, you know, inside and out, and I just haven't found that with anybody else.
So what is the last information that you found out about him? Do you know what state he was living in, or has there been a complete cutoff?
It's just been a complete cutoff. I really, you know, like I said, I've just been so scared to even call his family, and I don't really want to bring it up to my mom. So, I mean, I know his family's number, you know, so it's been really tempting just to call them and see, but I don't want to do it because I know they're going to freak out. And
I can understand that.
Yeah. So if you had him on the line, what questions do you want answered?
I would just want to ask him if he ever thinks about me the same way that I think about him, and if he wishes, you know, we got together at a later age too, and just if he, you know, I guess if he's seen anybody or if he's ever fell in love with anybody else.
Are you curious, like, career-wise? Did he stay in the same career, stay in the same state?
I'd be curious to know if he stayed in the same state. Career-wise, you know, he was very driven. I'm sure he's successful at whatever he set out to do. I know he's going to be successful, so that's not really even a question because he always followed through with what he said he was going to do, so I'm sure he's successful. I'm just more curious about, you know, the relationship part.
Our virtual listener, Megan, here says, be careful what you ask for. Hey, Megan, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. Sweetheart, please don't do it. I can't tell you how similar your situation is to a good friend of mine. It's eerie how close it is, and she ended up remarrying her ex-husband, same situation, small town, got married at 18 originally, and, you know, many, many years later, they reconnected, they thought exactly what you were thinking, were older, were more mature, they immediately fell back into their old patterns. It's kind of like when you connect with a good friend from high school, you kind of fall back into that giggly thing, same thing with relationships, at least how she found it, and the divorce that came later was messier than the first one.
So you're saying, Megan, people don't change. I mean, you're the same at 21 as you are at 35 or whatever.
No, I'm not saying you're the same, but I'm saying if you have a very tight relationship, sometimes it's just easy to fall back into that. It's like when you're with your parents and suddenly you feel like you're 12 again.
Mm-hmm, does right. it feel that way to you, Devin? Does it feel like, all right, things haven't worked out with any guy since then, so maybe my safety net is my ex, and that's why I'm trying to track him down?
I don't think he's my safety net. I mean, I understand what the girl's saying that just called in. I can see how that might happen. It's really been on my heart, and I really want to try. I feel like every single person that I've dated, that there's something missing. And we did, even though we were young, and our divorce was terrible. We did have amazing times together when we dated and when we, you know, when we were together. So I feel like even if we did get back into a pattern, it would be a pattern that would be a good one. The divorce itself was what was nasty because we were just immature. But I hear what she's saying, though. I understand that. But I don't know. I really still want to find him.
And I would say that as many stories as there are of that last caller, there would be the opposite side of the coin, too. Couples that got divorced, got back together, and stayed together.
Well, here's one of them, at least giving you some optimism. Hey, Renee.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing good, man.
What's your advice? Can you turn your radio down for us?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. What's your advice for Devin?
My advice for her is I think she should go and try to find him. She doesn't want to regret anything in the end. It sounds like she really, like, is in love with him and really wants to change, and she's changed already, and she feels like he's changed, and they should go for it. You never want to live in regret.
Devin, those are pretty strong words. Do you still love him?
I do. And that's one of the reasons why I want to find him again, because I've known him my whole life, and he's a big part of my life, and you can't, you know, I just can't change that, and I think about him every day.
Hey, Heather, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. I have an opposite opinion, too. It was a really similar situation for me. I started dating my fiancé when I was 18. We met in college, and we actually broke up when I was 20. And then here we are, we're 25, and we're getting married Friday.
Huh. And
so, thank you. It's just, you know, I mean, it's a lot different because we never expected that we'd ever get back together. Because we had an interesting breakup, too. It was not nice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's always worth a shot.
So it can happen.
I think I just, because with anybody, you want to take the advice you agree with. So I'm sure in your heart's fluttering, thinking, oh my God, we might, you know.
We might get remarried. Oh,
yeah,
it's Friday. We can have a double wedding.
Exactly.
I already got the chapel January 17th in Vegas.
But I just want you to be prepared. What if, you know, we find him and he's married with children and he's moved on? Are you prepared for that and ready to move on? Because I wonder if you've ever given any guy a chance except for him.
You know what? I've thought about that. I've thought about him being married to someone else with kids, and I'm ready to find out. I mean, if that has happened, then I will just, it'll be, you know, good closure for me, and I'm going to try and move on. I mean, I'm really scared. I'm very, very scared that, you know, that is a possibility, but it's okay. I mean, I'm ready to find out. I mean, I'll still love him, even if he's with somebody else, and, you know, I'll always love him, and I just, even if we could have closure and, like, you know, just leave it on better terms than what it was, and even that would be, then that would be enough. I mean, I'm hoping he's not with somebody, because I really do love him, but either way, I'm definitely ready.
Your last few boyfriends, you break up with them, or they break up with you?
One broke up with me, and in the last couple ones, I've broken up with them.
And how long ago was the last breakup?
The last one was about 7 months.
Okay. All right, so here's what we can do. What's his name, or do you want to assign him a name?
I'd rather not say, because, you know, I don't want to say the town, I don't want to say the name, because it's, like I said, I'd rather not, if that's okay.
All right, let's give him a name. Mike.
Okay. Mike.
All right, so you emailed us a while ago, and I can tell you this, that Tracy's so good at finding these guys, and she has found him.
Okay.
I think she probably used the phone number that you supplied, because you said you had his family's phone number, right?
Yeah, I do.
All right, here's what the offer that we'll make to you is, we want to give you 24 hours to think of questions that you really want answered, like 10 questions that you really want answered from Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff will compile that list with you off the air, and then tomorrow we'll get Mike on, and we will ask him these 10 questions. You won't be on the phone with us at the same time. He'll never know that it's you calling if you want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
And you could just listen into the conversation, hear how he answers the 10 questions, and then we can take it from there. If you think there's a green light there, who knows? We could put you guys on together if you want. If you never want to talk to him again, you never want him to know it was you that called, we can handle it that way also.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to do that.
All right, okay. So you're sure this is something you want to do? Because like these guys were saying, you may find out, I mean, worst case scenario, that he's really, really happy and everything's going fine in his life, and that's going to hurt to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I know, but I really, for me, it's better knowing than not, you know? So
okay.
I'm definitely ready.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and we already have your contact info. So Jeff will call you later on, or Tracy will call you later on today, and we'll figure out the 10 questions that you really want answered, and we'll do it tomorrow morning right around the same time.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Hold on. She sounds so excited.
I know.
She is excited. I'm just surprised she hasn't heard about his status, because they're both from the same small town.
I think because...
You know what I mean? Because I'm not even from a small town, but my mom and dad still live there. I hear the gossip on everybody, especially my ex-boyfriends whose parents still live there. I know all about them. I know what they're doing. I know what's going on. All that kind of stuff. So I'm just surprised she doesn't know yet.
But it might be good for her, because if he doesn't have a status, like if there are no updates, it might not be any different. You know what I'm saying? Like that, if he got married again, that would probably be big enough to come back to her.
That's
or even
true.
Engaged, she would probably be big enough to come back to her. But because she's heard nothing, that works in her favor.
That's a good point.
Right, so he's already agreed to come on.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who it's for. I don't even think he knows what city that we're calling from. And he's willing to answer the question, so we just have to come up with that list.
The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
So I told you guys that Sunday night I went to Chastain and went to see Cheap Trick, Heart, and Journey, which was a fantastic concert. And my brother
did
and
sister. Did I just for one second
sure.
Pause?
Yes.
Little sidebar.
Okay.
Did you tell us yesterday, I think I let this go, that the new lead singer for Journey is a little Philippine guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he is fantastic. Yeah. And I mean, talk about a dream come true. He was the lead singer of a Journey cover band. And now I say young. I thought he was young. I think we looked him up later, and he may be 40. So he may be, you know, an older guy, but he certainly doesn't look it. He looked like some 20-something, you know, kid out of college that was so excited to be there. But he was in a cover band for Journey, and when they were looking for a new lead singer, I guess somebody had tipped him off to this YouTube video of his band, and they auditioned. I mean, he sounds just like Steve Perry. I mean, you... he would, yeah, if you closed your eyes, you would not be able to tell the difference. No offense to Steve Perry, but this guy was really good. So anyway.
Wendy, do you know this song?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
You feel like grabbing intern Ben and slow dancing?
Slow dance. Just rocking back and forth, hands on hips, hands on shoulders.
Yeah. It's like a crying song. I mean, like a shoulder.
And you could see the generation gap at Chastain Park because there were some people had their cell phones up during the song and then others had the lighters.
Old school.
Yes.
Old school.
The old metal flink, flink, you know. So we went to the show. So my brother and sister are older than me. So it was one of those, you know, concerts where all the music was going to cover all of us, where we,
cool.
You know, I was little listening to this music with them. So it was kind of sweet. So all of us decided to go and Katie went with us.
With all your M's.
All the M's, Melanie, Mike, and Melissa, and Katie. And we.
I don't know why that cracks me up. It just does.
Well, if you're a parent, don't ever do it, okay? Don't ever do it. Because my name is Melanie, Mike, Melissa, because that's what Mom always would go down the line. So they drove down to Nashville, from Nashville, and so we went to the concert. So, you know, and it was, you think it's a novelty, and I thought, yeah, I'm at the age where I'm going to reunion shows, but okay, I don't care. This is going to be fun. And so we go to Chastain, and I love going to Chastain shows. And there's always an issue with parking sometimes at Chastain, and you know that. You're going to park along the street in the park or whatever, walk. We rounded our normal course around Chastain twice and could not find a parking space. I have never seen it this packed. And so I told Katie, who was driving, I said, well, we're going to have to drop Melanie and Mike off, let them at least get to their seats and just, you know, be good hosts, and then we'll... Because we didn't realize it was going to take this long to park. We didn't mind walking. It was just we could not find a space. And so we...
You strike me as the type, and I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying. You strike me as the
type... Already giving me a hard time.
I'm not giving you a hard time, but I know you're going to think that you will avoid paying for parking at all costs.
That's not true. A lot of the lots were closed. There was no parking to be had.
Yeah, that's the worst part about going to Chastain, because the whole concert experience is awesome. But the parking experience there is horrible.
No,
every time I've ever been.
I am happy to pay to park. I just there was no parking lots open. Mm-hmm. So we were asking security guards, do you have any, you know, I think a ball field, one of the ball fields they were trying to open up. So we finally got to the point where the security guard said, you know, you're going to have to go down here and take a right, whatever, and I think there's a place open there that you can get to. So we're fine. So we're headed that way. We turned down this one street we hadn't been down, and then we see this little kid who had this big poster. It said, parking $15. And so we thought, well, he's cute. So Katie, you know, stopped and pulled in and said, hey, you know, what's going on? And he said, well, a guy had decided to open up his front yard to be a parking lot that's nearer than this place, what they said. So we looked at each other and we made the decision, because there was the kid and the dad was out there with his two sons and everybody was parked. You know, there were other people pulling in. So we decided that we would park there. Okay, so we paid the $15 to the little kid and we're parking around the perimeter of his lot and everything was fine. We get out of the car, we get to the concert, we get there before, you know, we were running late. So we didn't get there till Cheap Trick was over. So I'm glad that we let Melanie Mike go in there and watch him. Watching Heart, fascinating, you know, great show. We're watching Journey, great show. But then with this schedule for, you know, we get on air at 5:30. So there's always let's leave a couple songs early to beat the crowd, to get to the car, to get home. So that way I can get to bed at a decent time. So everybody agreed. So we left probably about two songs before the show was over. We thought we were smart. We got out of the gate. We got down the street. We're walking. And as we walk in the guy's parking lot, sure enough, there were two cars behind mine that blocked me from leaving his driveway.
So you couldn't get out.
That always sucks.
He had parked all the cars in his driveway and front lawn to where everybody but the back two were blocked. Everybody was blocked. So I got frustrated because, you know, if you have to, you know, that's when the backward count came where it was already running late. It was probably
the clock is ticking.
11 o'clock. And I'm thinking,
You've already done everything you have to do that's responsible.
So you know, I just wanted to ask the question. Just wanted to ask the question why he parked. Because I thought, well, you can't just leave us all out here junked up and then not be out here to answer. So, of course, I wanted to knock on the door.
Okay.
Oh.
So
I think that's legit, man.
No, it's not.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely not.
No,
you
way.
Know
if
that's
this guy, no. If you're going to park in this guy's yard, then he should at least give all cars access to get out of there when they want.
Absolutely not.
Man, that's no way.
It's just like going to Turner Field. You know that if you're yard parking, you're blocked in until the end of the event. It's a given.
Everyone knows that.
See, I didn't think it was a given. I've parked in yards at Turner Field before at Georgia Dome, and I've never been blocked in before. So
I didn't realize that was an unspoken rule.
Yeah. I didn't either.
Well, it's funny that Jeff must be related
to this dude. So my sister decided, let me knock on the door. So she goes and she knocks on the door and then knocks on the door and then knocks on the door.
Now, at this point, you know that he hasn't collected keys from everybody. So this is really the FU knock. This isn't the hey, can you help me out knock.
No, and that's why my sister knocked on the door. Because if I had knocked on the door, it would have been a lot louder. Because I didn't like it. And so she knocked on the door and he came to the door in a towel.
Okay.
And so she's like, oh, well, hi. And then she, you know, asks why, you know, just want to let you know. I mean, let me just make sure that these cars aren't yours that are behind ours. Just that's how she positioned it. Melanie decided to say, are these your cars? Because if, you know, if they are, then we can get out or whatever. And so I'm just standing there. And so then he said no. And then almost like Jeff, it was the, well, you got to be kidding me. Because, I mean, it's an understood unspoken rule.
I didn't know that.
So
I couldn't agree with that.
So I was speaking over my sister to him and back and forth on the, you got to be kidding me. Are you serious that you park the cars here to all be blocked? So I have to sit here to all the cars. Well, most people stay during the end of the show. I don't know. You know, you left the concert early. That's your fault. That's not my fault. And so we went back and forth. And Melanie said that his towel slowly started falling.
Oh, no.
Because he was caught off guard.
And he's pointing and stuff to you, probably.
And he and I got in a verbal altercation, and I'm asking for part of my money back because I'm like, well, do I have to pay the full 15? And so, and his towel started dropping off. So that's when he became the naked man. And Melanie's like, let's go. All right, that's fine.
It literally slipped all off.
It did not slip a whole way off, thank goodness. Because Melanie thought, well, I'll just stand here and get a whole new show if he's going to, you know,
get my money for it.
So we ended up having to call a cab and then to take me back. And then my brother, sister, and girlfriend came back to get my car so I could get to bed.
What a pain.
Because we didn't know how long we were going to sit there.
I love the fact that you asked for a refund.
So if you're on Dudley, if you're on Dudley Street, it's Dudley Avenue or Dudley Street around Chastain, and you happen to see kids that are soliciting for you to park there, you better be staying until long after the show because you're never going to get your car out of there.
Or maybe at a Braves game or anywhere. Maybe we learn it's a new rule because I never knew that.
I'm here to warn you.
Don't yard park at all.
Unless you position your car as the one that can get out first, like right by the street, so nobody can park in front of you.
Well, we tried to do that, and he wouldn't let us do that. So
any of those gypsy lots. If it's an unauthorized thing, they just want your money and they're going to pack you in there and you stay until the end.
Well, I think we decided that we're always going to take cabs to Chastain shows from now on.
Smart.
Yeah.
I never even try to park around Chastain anymore. But
and bring
an
extra bottle of wine.
Gives you another excuse to have one anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.